From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hi, this is Brandon, VK4VIP. There will be a ham radio reunion weekend at Stratus near Idesvold in central Queensland at Easter this year. 50 years ago, in 1966, a group of hams met at Stratus, which resulted in lifelong friendships. This Back to Stratus reunion will be mainly on Easter, Saturday the 26th of March 2016, and everyone is welcome to come along, particularly those who were there 50 years ago. Stratus is on the banks of the Burnett River and has a really nice free camp, barbecue and toilets. For those who don't wish to camp, there are motels in Idesvold, only a few minutes to the south. Everyone is welcome, whether a radio ham or not. So plan for Stratus on Easter weekend, Saturday the 26th of March 2016. Further details can be obtained from Jeff, VK4GI, Kevin, VK4MKB, and Brandon, VK4VIP. Phone numbers can be obtained in the text edition of this news segment. We hope to see you at Stratus 50-year reunion, to meet some local hams and to have a great weekend. We will be monitoring 7060 kHz lower sideband on the 40-metre band, and 146500 MHz FM simplex on the 2 meter band. Hope to see you there. This has been Brandon, VK4VIP.
The next social and technical gathering of the Darling Downs Radio Club Incorporated is February 22nd. Join us at the Drayton Bowls Club, corner of Gibson Ball Street, Toowoomba, at 7 p.m. Bob Burton, VK4ZOW, will present a video tour of the new Australian synchrotron near Canberra. This is Dougal, VK4EKA, for DDRC Inc.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. A half-hour TV program that can cause a lot of thought has returned to the air on ABC. Catalyst is a long-running series bringing science, and especially new findings in science, to the viewing public. Catalyst employs a number of postgraduates, and we would think that, although entertaining, it would be an intense and critical scrutiny of items that go to air. Well promoted was the episode last week, which purported to address the issue of whether Wi-Fi could cause cancer. The fact that a physicist from ANSTO discussed the methods and research seemed to give credibility to the whole presentation. However, this special seemed pitched at maybe early high school students, and thus many of the explanations were poorly given and confusing. I'm sure that if you didn't know what ionizing radiation was, you would not have understood by the end of the program. I'd recommend that if you missed the screening of this program, that you download or view it online from the ABC website. This is a matter of education, as the scientific advisor to the ACMA is ANSTO. Part of our learning to hold an amateur license covers the issues of field strength and safety. You should be able to make your own judgment about the program, and it might get you to refresh your own understanding. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.